show, and one of the topics that has really gotten parents fired up in the last few months is critical race theory, the 1619 Project, things of that nature that apparently teach white children that they're oppressors and black kids are victims. And to me, it's reprehensible, really. And I don't know why we would teach kids to hate each other, to hate their country as well. And Keisha King is here. She's a surrogate for the RNC. She's also a Florida mom. And she wants to weigh in on critical race theory because she says it doesn't teach the truth unless you believe that whites are better than blacks. Keisha, good to have you here on the program. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So what is your school district? Tell me about where your kids go to school. How many kids do you have? Just fill in a couple of the things for everybody listening today.
Sure. So I live in Jacksonville, Florida. It's the Duval County Public School System. I have two daughters, 14 and 12. I have one daughter that's in the public school system and one daughter that's private school, privately schooled. And what happened was my oldest daughter's first week of school, she was asked what pronoun that she wanted to identify by. And that kind of just threw up a red flag for me because my daughter she's not interested in anything like that. And there was no reason for this question to be posed to her. It was posed to all the children. And so that was a red flag, number one.
How old is your daughter that's being asked what pronoun she wants to use?
She is 14.
14
She's
years
14
old.
Years old.
Yeah.
She's a child. I mean, those types of things being introduced to her to me surround sexual activity, and I am not I want to be the one that introduces those types of ideas to my daughter. And I want to be the one in control of the information that she receives on it.
Right. You want to be a parent. Yeah, you want to be a parent and kind of shepherd your child, whether it's in sexual conversations or conversations about life or who you might encounter or where you might go to college. Now, that would make sense to me, Keisha. That would be what a parent would do. So then you find out more about this critical race theory, which apparently it really does pit one group of kids against another group of kids. And to me, it's shocking. Tell me what you found out and what your reaction was.
So I've been studying critical race theory for some time now, and just because I originally discovered it through learning about Marxism, and then it turned into learning about cultural Marxism. And cultural Marxism is where the ideas of critical race theory come from. That's the basis of its ideology. And just learning about it, I kind of just let my daughter know because I knew it was going around in society. I knew it was in the schools. But so I just let her know, like, kind of what to be aware of. And she recorded a conversation in class of what her teacher was, you know, teaching. And it was critical race theory.
So it is education or it is indoctrination. Am I phrasing it right when I say it teaches people that the white children are oppressors, even though they've oppressed nobody by the time they're in middle school, that I could tell, and black children are victims. Is this part and parcel to what they're teaching?
Absolutely. So critical race theory is the idea that racism is ingrained into the fabric of America and it cannot be extracted. You cannot repent from it. It cannot be forgiven. It is ingrained, and therefore everything is racist. That's why we have people say things like, well, math is racist, because it's ingrained in with this ideology. It's ingrained in everything. And the outworkings of that puts people into these different categories, and intersectionality comes into all of that. And so the idea is that white, heterosexual, male, able-bodied people are the oppressor and everyone else is oppressed. And there's no way to move yourselves from these categories.
Now, Keisha, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't strike me as being oppressed. You strike me as a person that has free will and the ability to speak freely and have a conversation with me, one of those awful white people, about a conversation that affects your kids, my kids, and our future, because our kids will be here after you and I are gone. So we better have it figure out how they're going to work together to keep America going forward and being a wonderful place. I mean, How do you dispel this? And what reaction did you get when you went before the school board and said, listen, this is garbage? How do you think you made an impact?
Well, I hope it just made people want to go and figure out what exactly critical race theory is, because on both sides, people don't really know what it is. They know that it's there and that it's wrong, but they can't really describe it. So I encourage everyone to really know what it is. And I do believe that I had some positive impact. I pray that I did, and that I continue to, because you're right, our children are our future, and we have to make sure that we are equipping them not in with the mindset of being, you know, oppressors or oppressed, but are equipping them with real education so they can compete in the world that they are going to enter, you know, one day as adults. So we have to make sure that we are teaching them, giving them a quality education, not based on social justice or critical race theory, but quality education that's going to propel them into math and science and history and you know, English and all those types of things. So, yes, we have to make sure that we are doing the absolute best by our children. And I figure, otherwise, what are we going to look back and tell them when we look back and see the world in a place that we don't wish it to be?
Well, Keisha, I applaud you for standing up and being heard, because I know being a black conservative is even more dangerous than being a white conservative like myself. I'm sure your email is filled with all sorts of colorful comments, and probably on social media as well. But the Chinese Communist Party used class to divide. In America, they're using race to divide. And in the end, a house divided cannot stand. Thank you, Abraham Lincoln. And thank you, Keisha, for being here. Keisha King, thank you for standing up and telling the truth.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate it. It's the Steve Gerber Show, where we do tell the truth every day, much to the fear of liberals. We'll be right back.